It's the tiny habits that improve my life the most. At first glance, it seems as if big results need to begin with big actions. However, I have found that my biggest life changes happen when I incorporate tiny habits. Micro actions are easier to stick with, and therefore I consistently do them, creating a new, lifelong habit. With each new habit, I slowly begin to see long-lasting changes within myself. True life is lived when tiny changes occur. Life is about growing, learning, and improving, all of which takes change. With each new tiny habit, I evolve and become a better version of myself. I am not a morning person. In fact, I used to set my alarm for the last possible time I had to be awake, and then, of course, I would still push snooze. Starting late each morning put me in a state of frantic panic. By waking up just 30 minutes earlier, I begin my day with a sense of calm. This small adjustment has opened up precious time, allowing me to prioritize my well-being. Making my bed each morning doesn't seem like a very impactful habit. A made bed actually helps create a tidy environment, reducing clutter, and promoting a sense of peace in my home, all of which reduces stress. The simple act makes me feel satisfied, like I've achieved something, enhancing my overall mood for the day. Drinking water first thing in the morning hydrates me and jumpstarts my metabolism. Plus, I noticed that drinking water in the morning increases my overall intake of water throughout the day. Gratitude is a powerful emotion that evokes positivity into all aspects of my life. It only takes a few minutes to shine a light on the many things that bring me joy. When I'm in a place of gratitude, I want for nothing. I'm happy and optimistic. Intentions are the rudder that gently nudge me along the river of life. Setting positive intentions for the day shapes my emotions and actions by bringing mindful awareness to the life I want to create. The quickest way to feel joy is a simple smile. It's remarkable how it boosts my mood and makes me feel happier. Smiling and laughing improves my mood, but it also improves my interactions with others because joy is contagious. A life hack I started a few years back is to only focus on 3 tasks a day. Prioritizing the top 3 things prevents me from feeling overwhelmed. I'm less distracted and far more productive. Between age and injuries, my body feels its effects. I stretch every day. And because each day my body feels different, I'm always tuning in to what my body needs this day. Some days I feel invigorated, others I need slow and gentle stretching. No matter the pace, I always feel great after I've stretched. Instead of making a goal to finish a book by a deadline, I minimize it into simply reading 2 pages a day. This makes reading a daily habit without feeling overwhelmed or pressured or like I'm failing and not completing it quick enough. Many times after 2 pages, I'm hooked and I just keep reading. Cleaning up after myself is an easy way to keep my home clean. Procrastinating cleaning up after a meal doesn't make the dishes disappear. In fact, they tend to accumulate, turning a 5-minute job into a 30-minute job. An untidy home increases anxiety, so cleaning up as I go keeps my home nice and tidy, which relieves stress and creates a soothing environment. Breathing deeply is an instant stress reliever. At any point in the day, wherever I am, I can pause and breathe. A couple of minutes of conscious breathing grounds me in the present moment, turning out the chaos of the day and quiets my overthinking mind. A habit that helps me get a restful night's sleep is to eliminate screen time before bed. Creating a simple nighttime routine of making a cup of tea, turning off all of my devices, and turning down the lights sends my mind a signal that it's time to rest. Sipping on a cup of tea while knitting is a peaceful ending to a wonderful day. If you're looking to make changes in your life, maybe start with some micro, tiny habits and see where they take you. Have a beautiful day, my friends.